Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Week Trend Roundup.
Yeah!
These are the top stories you need to know heading into the week of... No,
June, Monday, June 5th, 2023.
Anyway, welcome to format. New era. Welcome to the new era.
Yeah.
Summer, to the new summer sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe permanent. We'll see.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. We went back to D.C., saw some old friends. It was
how
fun,
was Joe
man.
Biden?
My wife did see Joe Biden. We were walking back. We were walking back on campus where we went to college, and like there was a dude setting up for a local news shot, and I was just like, "Whoa, what's going on? What's happening? What's happening?
Who's this guy?"
And he was like, "The president's coming in 15 minutes to that church to go to like Saturday evening mass." And we were like, oh, okay, that's cool. And Sarah stuck around to watch. But I asked him like, so what are you hoping to get out of this? He's like, they won't use it unless he falls down. So if you could like shout his name.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we'll startle him. And
yeah. Hey man, you mind taking this bucket of KY jelly and just dumping it all over the steps over there? I think we might get him to slip.
Yeah. But my wife saw it. Him and said he looked good, spry, strong as steel,
strong as you
and
can
completely
be.
Confused as to where he was. Right. How about you, Miles? How was your weekend?
I went to a movie for the first time. Woo! Since the baby's been born. Her Majesty, she's on top of her social game, so she's like, hey, I'm gonna go out. So I haven't like ever made plans to be like, can I go out and then you'll stay at home and I'll try and do something. And she was very much encouraging me. She's like, you need to go do shit. And yeah. I was like, no, this is cool. Like, I like being at home and stuff. And I like being with the baby and everything.
You're starting to look like the old man from the Unforgiven video. topical ref for all the kids. 1992 music video.
Metallica? That was the one
you said? Yeah. You remember that video, though? That shit is like burned in my heart because it's so dark.
Anyway.
It's like an old guy who like lives in a sewer.
Yeah.
Like, never sees light.
Yeah, I mean, not quite there, but yeah. So I went and saw Spider-Man opening weekend. First time I've done an opening like Marvel weekend viewing. So we'll talk about that later on.
Yeah, we will. It did incredibly well.
Third best.
Thanks to you. No thanks to me. But yeah, it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be a banger. But first, of course, we have to open up with the story on everyone's mind.
Yeah,
this and came that out over the weekend. Is. Our Lord Mark Zuckerberg's new persona.
Yeah,
he's a bad man. He's a badass.
He's a bad man, as they say, a road man, if you will. He's a bad, him a bad man. There's this report in the New York Times over the weekend that was just talking about his whole like macho man aesthetic and like how he was posting a selfie with a flak jacket. And he's like, I did the Murph Navy SEAL challenge, like 100 pull-ups, run a mile, 200 sit-ups, 300 squats, run a mile, all while wearing a 20-pound flak jacket to like honor the like fallen Navy SEAL from 2005. And people were like, oh, okay. Then he also participated in his first Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournament recently. And this is why we're talking about that. This because I'm just going to read this one part. This is what the New York Times had to say, and then it caused a shitstorm in the Zuckerberg world. So he did his first BJJ tourney, and one of his opponents must have overheard Mark Zuckerberg saying that he walked out of anger management early because my guy, Mr. Mark, got tough guide, okay? It said, on May 6th, Mr. Zuckerberg competed in his first Brazilian jiu-jitsu event in Woodside, California, where he defeated an Uber engineer and won 2 medals. And lost consciousness. That's one sentence.
What an adventure.
They go on, Jose Lucas Costa da Silva, a veteran Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter who refereed one of Zuckerberg's matches, said that he halted the bout after he heard Mr. Zuckerberg start to snore, a sign of someone who has passed out in a chokehold. Quote, this is something we are trained to know, said Mr. Costa da Silva, who added that Mr. Zuckerberg was a good sport who was, quote, enjoying the moment. So he said, yeah, wow. Man, I mean, yeah, he got, it happens. It happens. Sometimes you don't tap and then you get put to sleep. Well, guess
that's
what?
Cool that he like did that and took it in stride and was just like, yeah, I too am human. I'm not doing this to make it seem like I'm not human or like better than anyone.
Right.
I got choked out like anybody else would.
I'm not Lyoto Machida. I'm not Royce Gracie. You know what I mean? Like, what do you want me to do? I'm Marks. Oh, wait, no. This is just a, the following paragraph, I think there was edited in this New York Times piece, said, quote, after this article was published Friday afternoon, both Mr. Zuckerberg and his coach, Mr. Camarillo, reached out and said that the Meta boss had not lost consciousness. Quote, that never happened, Mr. Zuckerberg wrote in an email. According to Mr. Camarillo, Mr. Costa da Silva, who was the ref, quote, mistook his student's effortful grunting for snores.
Uh-huh.
Sure, Jan.
Yeah, I was just taking a little nap. On purpose to get my power ready to flip on this dude, and they just didn't know my strategy, and that's my fault. I should have more clearly communicated my strategy.
Like, your shit's all choked up, like some breaths might sound gurgly snoring, but I bet if you go limp and you're snoring, I have a feeling that the ref who has been doing jiu-jitsu more than you probably knew. Oh, okay, he's out. He tapped out. The thing is, it goes on because. Other, like Meta people went out to other news outlets like the Daily Beast and also said, quote, at no point during the competition was Mark knocked unconscious. That never happened. Elena Widman, a spokesperson for Meta, told the Daily Beast.
Yo, he got the company spokespeople involved. Like that. Seems...
You know what's even better? Then they go
this one was doing over the weekend.
Oh, then they go full like Stalin Politburo kind of shit where they said Widman, who's the spokesperson, said, quote, a fellow Meta employee, okay, witnessed the match firsthand and that the referee in question, quote, apologized to Mark and his coach after the match for prematurely calling the match.
Wow. Okay.
You think you would have heard something like that, but I like how they go, according to one of the people who depends on Mr. Zuckerberg for their financial survivability.
Yeah.
They said they saw the ref say that was on me. I'm bad. I'm on drugs and I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, he's going to have a press conference where he's like, I apologize to my family.
Oh, yeah.
I need to go into rehab now because I've made some big mistakes in my life. There's something about narcissism that doesn't allow you to acknowledge that you've been choked out. There's also the famous Steven Seagal choke out that he claims never happened. But legendarily, he was choked out by somebody who was, you know, good at martial arts and he shit himself. And, he claims that didn't happen, which I understand that getting choked out and shitting yourself is, it's a tough one. It's a tough one to take.
I could see. Yeah. That jiu-jitsu referee. He remember when that Yankees coach Don Zimmer attacked Pedro Martinez in that bench clearing brawl. And then Pedro like just lightly guided him to the ground. Yes. He's like, you're so don't fucking come at me, bro. I'm a pitcher and you're an old man. And then remember his apology press conference that Don Zimmer's like, I'm sorry. I didn't
weeping
mean
weeping like, openly.
Yeah. I feel like maybe that's where we're going to see the jujitsu referee happening. But don't worry, Mark. I get it. You never tapped. It's all good.
There's also something about I always notice this in boxing when somebody's like out on their feet, completely knocked out. Like everybody's like, oh my God, please save this person's life.
Yeah.
The referee intervenes and the person's immediately like, what are you doing? I was fine.
No, bro. You only have that because the bell went and you realize you're safe now.
There's also like, I wasn't asleep, which happens to me sometimes, where my wife's like, are you asleep? No, I wasn't asleep. Okay. Where you don't think you were asleep, but you actually were asleep.
Oh, fully. Yeah. I was caught doing that the other day watching TV. And
yeah, that's what I do, the Aura ring, and like to track my sleep. And that is one thing that I learned is like,
you're
when I'm like,
more.
Oh man, I was up all night. I got like 2 hours of sleep. And then I like look at the sleep record and it's like, you slept for 7 hours last night, fool. What are you talking about?
So it just doesn't feel restful?
Yeah, it just doesn't feel restful, but you think you're getting less sleep than you actually are.
Yeah,
and it sounds like Mark Zuckerberg thought he got less sleep than he actually did.
I mean, there's
martial arts tournament.
There's got to be someone with video, right? Like if I'm at a Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournament and he's like the gym that fucking Zuckerberg like fights out of is called like Gorilla Jiu-Jitsu Team, like yeah, but like GUE. And I'm like, this is all bad, but I feel like you would just take video because you're like, if this guy gets tapped, this is money right here, this is TMZ right here. But
yeah, you don't think they like Meta confiscated all phones the second anybody
entered? It's probably like when Nike got rid of all those pictures of like A-Rod's sort of like the steroid chest when he was getting like flabby pec muscles, and then like all of those pictures were just scrubbed clean from the internet because of Nike.
A-Rod is the most powerful person in media because there was also a picture of him going to the bathroom that somebody took through a window that immediately got scrubbed.
Can't happen. Zuckerberg,
he will disappear you.
Where's the Zapruder film of you catching Z's, sir? I want to see it.
All right. There's a cool story in the New York Times about Brownsville. So this is a trend that we were kind of asking for during, you know, the George Floyd protests. You know, looking at communities that had put together programs where 911 calls would be routed to non-police services. And, you know, Denver was trying it out. And the New York Times did a pretty cool profile of like a program in Brownsville that was, you know, it's basically like a community, a group of civilians with no arrest power, but just who are regular people who other people in the community know and respect, just step in 5 days every couple months. They basically take over for the police, mm-hmm. and the police channel all 911 calls from that area to civilians. And unless there's a major incident, you know, they just step in, and they've had incredible success. The first half of 2023, homicides fell 50%, shootings fell 25%.
Wow.
Rate of grand larcenies of automobiles also fell, even as it rose in other neighborhoods. And it's, you know, the police are cooperating, like coordinating with them.
But it sounds like, so they shadow them in case like things arrive to a level that actual like armed law enforcement would need to be there. But the first line of defense is that members of the community are like intervening first to this, like, talk to people.
Yeah, exactly. To talk to people, or like, I remember that like there was a story that we talked about in Eugene, Oregon, actually like had this for a long time, like starting in the early 80s, like a program of civilians, and like it was just, you know, somebody who was drunk and needed to like get out of their house because they were in a fight with their significant other. Like they couldn't drive anywhere. And so these people were just like, oh, you need a ride? And just gave them a ride. And it like completely like, you know, helped solve the situation in a way that like if police show up with guns drawn would have like done the opposite. And there's another story here where like somebody dropped off somebody with paranoid schizophrenia and who was like really drunk, and they just like kind of sat with them for a couple hours and like got them into a shelter. And yeah, it's just like it's worth reading. We'll link off to it in the footnotes because Yeah, it's just like all these kind of common sense things that would be calls to the police in other situations, like fights outside of a bodega or something, that like, you know, instead some people just come through and are like, stop acting like an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
They figure it out.
I mean, it's like wow,
they tell your mom.
Kept a man from robbing a bodega. People were turning in illegal guns. They stopped a pregnant woman from hitting a boyfriend who had not bought a car seat and a stroller as he had promised. That is so specific.
I know.
But I'm like, kind of like, damn, bro, you got to listen, man. When this, don't say you're going to get that shit and not get that shit. The stakes are high. You need the car seat, fam.
Yeah, the New York Times article is like, I mean, he kind of deserved it, but we're going to.
What were they trying to say? They're like, yikes, I mean, what? How could he possibly
should
defend
they have
himself?
Stopped that?
Yeah, as he had promised. That sounds like, it feels like the next one would be like, and another couple who was beginning to have a violent argument after one partner was leaving dishes in the sink to soak overnight.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
It's like, yeah, these are the kinds of things we're intervening in.
Yeah. They also offer services like free childcare, addiction recovery. Like that. So it's like there's a first line of people who are like there to kind of, you know, help with conflict resolution. And then there's a second line of people who have experience helping people with all sorts of problems that typically arise in the lives of people usually just get funneled to the police.
Right. And it's so it's just wild to think, right? Like in any neighborhood, like any person could imagine, like in my community, we have people with all of these skills.
Yeah.
You know, like
exactly
that you, if it is just about investing your attention in your community, like I've played Peacemaker plenty of times. Like I feel like I have a knack for talking to the youth. And it's like getting on their level, turning my hat
throw
back
your
around.
Hat back.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. And be like, hey, fella, let's talk for a second. But I mean, like, you see how, like, again, rather than just transferring all of these calls to people who don't have any patience or any skills and just have weapons, that it makes perfect sense that you'd see all of these sort of rates of these incidences start to fall so quickly. And it just makes me feel like, damn, man, like we really just only gives more credence to the fact that like your own community is the best way to take care of your own community rather than
and they're
goon
funding
squad.
It. It's not like all volunteer. They're funding it a little bit, you know, not the way that it should be, but
not in the billions of dollars. Like
but like, I think they gave it $2.3 million over a couple years to like bring all these different organizations together and coordinate it with police response. But yeah, I mean, it's like it builds community. It creates jobs that actually make people's lives better, which is like so rare. It just feels like such a no brainer that politicians would run on if they were smart.
Yeah, it's also that wild thing where like, you know, like a city loves to save money, right? And you'd imagine like this is probably so much cheaper than like just a fully blown out militarized police force. But then you're like caught in this rock in a hard place of like, but I like spending less money because capitalism, but also the military industrial complex that is now the police. Do I turn that spigot off? Well, I have a feeling that I don't know. I hope that more programs like this take hold 100%.
We'll put money back into the community instead of into like defense contractors.
Which is so wild when like you're talking like the, how are they like solving crime? They're like, I don't know, offering people fucking childcare.
Yeah. Exactly.
How about that? That actually helps a lot. Addiction recovery, you know, like essentially like, we have a table with social safety nets and that's how we keep everyone safe. Okay. Yeah. Let's extrapolate that to the bigger picture, please.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with some more top stories of the weekend.
Ow. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and
Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And we mentioned this a couple weeks back that Apple was rumored to be preparing to drop a new reality on all of our asses. Mm-hmm. They've been working on a headset, a VR headset for 7 years. It looks like ski goggles that are like opaque, basically.
You know what it looks like? It looks like from Fifth Element, the makeup visor that Lilu puts on her face to put like all her makeup on. I don't know if you remember it. There was just like this eye visor, like, because it's all futuristic, and just like put it to her face and then like removed it and had a full face of makeup
full
on.
Full face of makeup.
But it looks very similar to that. I know that's probably too specific of a reference, plus fuck Luc Besson. Go on.
It wouldn't be if I had seen that movie, or I think I saw it and didn't remember it.
I was just
thinking
about it a lot because recently, but the Cannes Film Festival, people were talking about like Johnny Depp's new movie and like how he like it's like made by this woman like Myrwen, who was Luc Besson's like child bride and was also the blues singer in Fifth Element. Anyway, that's why I had that all in my mind right now.
She was in The Professional, which was about like, you know, it was like very serious pedophile overtones and like specifics, and then he like had a child bride actress from that.
Yeah. And then he left her for Mila Jovovich.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, all that to say is this headset by Apple, is it actually coming out today? Because I read that some, like, it's possible that it drops today, but it's also possible they give, they're shook and they're like, they might wait later. But it seems like, seems like all the momentum sounds like today is the day.
We should acknowledge that everything we've said up to this point is paid content from Apple. Was like, all right, could you bring up this, you know, headset and also connect it somehow to Luc Besson? Is, they did ask for that.
It is sorted history. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the headset is expected to cost $3,000, which like the other most expensive one on the market is $1,000.
From who? From who?
From Quest Pro.
Yeah. From, but the unchokeoutable Mark Zuckerberg's Meta.
That's right.
Just want to reiterate that he cannot be choked out.
I actually like my we're looking at the same article and my brain just like doesn't like it just goes past Meta as a word with like it can't, can't go into my brain. It's just it's turned off that word because I find it so boring. But yeah, that's that one's for Meta. it seems people are very hopeful that this will like spur developers to create like some killer apps that will make this make sense.
Right.
But as of right now, like it feels like most people are out on the metaverse, right? Like the VR yeah. stuff has just been for gaming.
I mean, I think that they say that there could be cool augmented reality gaming stuff. Yeah. It seems like it's a lot of augmented reality. Again, I'm like, this is from what I've been reading, I agree with every take I've seen from like tech journalists who are like, this is so not like an Apple thing. You know, there's nothing about it that's revolutionary. It's not addressing like this massive need that we didn't realize it was going to fill, especially with like a $3,000 price. I mean, I don't doubt that it's going to be fucking cool. You know what I mean? I'm sure it'll be fun or whatever. Like, but like to the point where I'm like, yeah, I need to spend $3,000 to have that. I mean, unless you have that kind of disposable income, like I'm pretty sure most people are going to fucking pass on it. So, okay.
Like I think when we first talked about it, we were looking at like this heads-up display, this hypothetical heads-up display that was like basically Google Maps, but
right.
in your vision, which just seems like it assumes a future where people are walking around with these opaque visors on like down the street. It replaces the, so it's not, it has like some of the stuff of like Google Glass, but instead of being see-through, it like replaces that with cameras.
Yeah.
So maybe like look you like got Jordy camera before. Eyes. Like that could be cool. You could like zoom on shit.
You've got little camera eyes. you're asking, I know you didn't quite literally ask this, but you're asking what is an overlay app that you could get on board with? And
I'm trying to think of like what, like facial recognition is the one that would help me the most, but
right.
that violates people's privacy pretty badly. Yeah.
Every idea I have is an absolute violation of privacy because
right.
the only thing it's like, I want to indulge the fact that I'm not a superhuman, which right. is like, I want to be able to read someone's mind. I'm like, oh, what do you do? Where are you from?
Right.
How yeah. old are you? Like, I just want to be like, I want to see a tidy 4-line summation of a person so I can just jump to conclusions very quickly and keep moving with my day. But yeah, I don't know. I think it would be something like where is this person from?
Right.
What's their name? Like, cause sometimes I like walking around LA and be like, oh, you're not from LA. Where are you from? The Midwest? Where are you from? The East Coast? And it's funny when you see people like in LA, people like meet each other and ask each other, like, you have like such an East Coast vibe. Like, it's something right. I hear so much in LA that I'm like, what?
Person's can I get a chain smoking cigarettes and giving everyone the finger that drives
yeah,
by.
Exactly.
Yeah. You have such right. a like East Coast vibe to you.
Where are you from?
Anyways, we'll see. You know, maybe Apple has come up with or will come up with some, you know, apps that will make this way cooler than it seems at this moment. It's just like the things that they've created in the past have generally been like when they dropped the iPhone, it was like obvious what was
yeah.
cool about it. Like you didn't
no
need
buttons.
Right. Yeah, that was the cool thing.
That was the thing, like you just touched the fucking glass part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, motherfucker. Exactly.
So cool.
And even like an Apple Watch, you understood like fucking the iPad, even though in the beginning I remember I was like, man, this is a big ass iPhone. Fuck that. Cut yeah. to me yeah. like holding my iPad like at night as I go to sleep. Yeah, but I just don't think with this, I think just the cost.
Chest.
Yeah, it's just the cost and what it promises to do just doesn't feel life changing, at least for like in my day to day life. Because it's not like it doesn't seem like you could safely like ride a bike with those shits on. Maybe that could be cool. But
nah. Yeah, I feel like that would maybe be illegal. Like if I saw somebody driving, I would be, I mean, it, like,
you
I
know,
guess they're called pass through cameras. They're like that. They're probably like work really well, like work better than the human eye. But I don't know. It still worries me.
No, for sure. I think but you know, we're going to see some assholes. Like, I can't wait for that string of like viral images of people getting caught like wearing those things in the weirdest places. Because, you know, there's like Apple fan people who are, you know, they're going to be lining up and they're going to be like, yeah, I do my I drive a school bus with these on.
All right, let's talk some shitty TikTok trends.
We
got tattooing. So this one, I think we can just tell people you don't even have to click you don't have to like watch the video. You can just move on when you see this one, because it seems like they're about to tattoo a toddler, like yeah, their, here's their the baby first, child.
Here's the first line from an article on Insider. It says, quote, videos of toddlers receiving fake tattoos have gone mega viral in recent months, sparking concern from TikTok viewers who seemed convinced the ink was real. Yeah. And like, yeah, there's like a bunch of videos where you like, it's like a tattoo gun. You hear it going off. They touch it to like a little kid's skin. And then like you clearly see like a happy face being drawn on. And then like 80% of the way through the video, like a text card comes up. It's like, before you freak out, it's clear it's a marker and not a needle. And it's not an actual tattoo. I just wanted you to believe it up to this point so I would get enough outrage views. And there's other ones of like, other little kids like going to like a tattoo shop and like picking out a tattoo and like getting their skin all prepared and all this other shit. It's just so fucking wild because it's just a bummer to watch because it's all just, they're doing it for outrage views.
Right.
And like, but all you're doing is like faux child abuse. So that's what you're like. It's like being like, it's like be like POV. You're starving your child for the third straight week because he dropped your PS5 controller. And then you're like, before you start thinking this is real, it's not. I'm joking that I'm starving my child because they broke a PlayStation 5 control. It's a joke. Now move
but
on.
That's, the whole world is just scams now. It's just like we don't mind anymore. Like there that did you see that like Trump Bucks thing?
Yeah, where we they were about like that. Yeah. They, so good.
But like they open every video being like, this is Trump Bucks is not legal tender. But
right,
then
right, right.
Of course, just go on to say that it's legal tender.
You know, it's so funny when we talked about that story, both Jacques and Daniel thought, I don't know, did you see the clip from when he was, when Trump was up supposedly on Fox News talking about Trump Bucks and it was just a bad impersonator?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh my God. The clip is like, and with these new TRB Trump Bucks, you will be rich. And I'm like, this is such a bad impersonation. And afterwards, they're both like, wait, so he did that on Fox? I'm like, God, no. Yo, that's the worst impression I've ever heard.
If you don't buy these, you're fired.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You better hurry up.
He said, he said you're fired.
Daniel's like, we should buy those. That's
well,
like
you heard what
deal.
He said. For $99, we can get $10,000 worth of Trump bucks.
Yeah.
That's like a 100x deal.
But anyways, we've openly, like, the scam is in, the idea of scamming is just in the bloodstream. We don't care anymore. We're just like, ah, they really got my ass with this
right
waste of my 80 seconds watching someone draw a happy face with a marker on their kid's arm.
You got me. I watched way too long of a video of someone tattooing a toddler. Where my attention goes.
It's also unclear if the toddler knew it was not going to be real because the toddler's like, is it going to hurt? It's going to hurt, right? They're like, no, it's not going to hurt. It's going to be fine.
Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Jack, you know about TikTok slang?
Yeah, let's talk TikTok slang, which I knew some of this. There's some of this that is not TikTok slang. It's just like long-term acronyms that people have been using for a long time.
Yeah, there's this list on what, how do you say it? Dexerto?
Dexerto.
Yeah, dexerto.com saying TikTok slang explain, boomers buckle up. But like I don't know what generation this list is intended for, because there's clearly things that I'm like have existed since I was a young person. And then like other explanations that are a little bit more like, yeah, I would say esoteric, that if you're not fully TikTok brained, you might not know. But like, yeah, I don't know. I was just like, when it said, what does CEO mean? And it's like,
so it's like TikTok slang explained. The first one is POV, which has been around
but
for
that's
quite
more,
a while.
But that's, I get for that, that's a format or style of TikTok video is the POV one.
The description doesn't explain that like POV does not actually mean what POV means in film. Like a POV shot in film is like you are seeing from Jason Voorhees' perspective as
he
walks up, whereas POV is like, POV, you're doing something. Like
whose perspective is it? I remember when I first saw them, I was like, but this isn't from the POV of the person you just labeled. This looks like it's a third party watching this event happen. And I was like, that's where my old man brain was like, man, this ain't POV. And then after a while, I'm like, okay, we're using it loosely, like how we don't know how to say nonplussed.
Exactly. Yeah, we're close enough.
Yeah.
They also have CEO, which I was like, oh, they have a new meaning of CEO. And the definition, CEO is a term that has, of course, predated TikTok, meaning chief executive officer. But thanks to social media, the term has taken on new meaning. To be the CEO of something means that you're the best at the thing in question and is generally meant as a compliment.
What are you the CEO of, would you say? If you're giving yourself like a...
This rap shit, you know?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm a CEO of falling asleep in a dark room. I'm sorry, the lights go down.
And being like, I'm up. What? I'm awake.
When I went to go see Spider-Man, the second Nicole Kidman showed up on screen, I started going away to La La Land, just twinkle land.
Oh, so you just liked like the couple minutes that you were conscious for?
Well,
of the Spider-Man
it
movie?
Was, I mean, I might as well talk about it. I will say this, pro tip. The way to not fall asleep in a movie is make sure you go to a movie where the main character has your name also.
That's right.
Because the amount of Miles, and I'm like, ah! Like there are times I'm like fucking starting to doze off, and I just hear that name over and over. I'm like, okay, I'm here. All that to say, like in the first 2 minutes, I was kind of, I don't know why, sudden, like the movie's starting, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening to me? Just because I'm sitting still in a dark room. And then, it's so fucking good. The animation is somehow, I think, better than the first one.
Which was really cool.
Which is breathtaking. But yeah. This is like, the way they're like actually modeling things in 3D. So like there are these camera moves within like an animated backdrop, like give this really great cinematic quality to it, along with just like the sort of the comic book art that they're sort of smashing together. Because it's like this multiverse thing. You have some characters that are like sort of drawn in other styles, like, you know, Spider-Punk, who's now my new favorite character, not just because he's like a fash-bashing anti-capitalist, like punk rock person, but also voiced by the legend Daniel Kaluuya, and, you know, obviously ardent Arsenal supporter. But yeah, I just got to say, I keep telling you this on like what we talk about, like editorial stuff. I'm like, I gotta go to the movies. Like I have to go.
It's fun. Like, I love going to the movies. I miss it. I'm always rooting for movies to do well, even if they're, you know, like Air. I didn't love it, but I'm so happy it did pretty well when it came out.
Sure. Because,
yeah.
You gotta go. Movies. You gotta go. There were so many. It's fun actually seeing, you know, like people know I'm notoriously ignorant of the MCU. So like when shit happens, I'm like, huh? Luckily with like these animated Spider-Man ones, like I know enough about Spider-Man just in general to like keep up with these. But every now and then there's like a reference to the MCU where like the crowd erupts. And I'm like, part of me was like, man, what the fuck are y'all going on about? And then I'm like, right, that's the magic of like being engaged with something, is like you get these little tidbits and everyone gets so excited. People were getting emotional at times. I didn't know why, but it was it could just be because I'm completely disconnected from my emotions. Maybe that could be it. But yeah, fantastic. Oh, man. Fantastic. Highly recommend.
Does Spider Pig make a return?
Yeah.
John Mulaney. Oh, man.
But not like for that. Not like, yeah, you don't get a ton of Spider Pig quips.
Yeah.
But
Spider
like,
Ham. I believe,
but it's dope the amount of like other spiders. People's
spiders
that emerge.
Men.
Yeah.
Do they pluralize it as spiders men?
No, they don't.
Is that?
Oh, they don't.
Okay. Well,
I wish they
up.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really wish they did, but no, there's no spiders men. Issa Rae is fantastic. And it's just like, yeah, just great viewing. And if you don't know anything about the MCU, it's fine. Because you could watch it and you know exactly how to, you know what's going on.
All right. Well, you have your recommendation, which we'll always have a recommendation for you on this weekend rewind.
Yeah.
Rewind.
Oh, also, this Korean Netflix show, Siren, this fucking reality show is so wild. It's like the most high stakes game of capture the flag I've ever seen. It's pretty dope. It's like groups of like different, these women that have like, they're like firefighters or bodyguards or like policemen or like stunt people or whatever. And it's fucking wild. Anyone who's played liked playing capture the flag, there's no way you could watch this and like it won't resonate with you if you watch it.
Yeah. Anything else from the TikTok slang list that was helpful to you that you had seen
accountant.
And didn't know what it was?
Accountant. So at the time, because like a lot of these were like, they start off being like, yeah, we know what a fucking CEO is. Right. And then there's like accountant, which is the first time I was like, okay, they said the term accountant blew up after Uzi Rocky Patera uploaded a video, which he explained via a catchy song why he prefers to tell people he's an accountant rather than saying he's a, quote, struggling actor. And basically, it's just sort of like a, you know, it's just a stand-in for when you don't really want to explain your job to say, like, I'm an accountant. But particularly now for people who make, like, adult content, or if you're, like, a sex worker or something, you can, it's like shorthand saying you're an accountant.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
And I was like, oh, I didn't realize. See? I would have been like, wait, all y'all are accountants? Like, is how I think I would have been if I was like a
congratulations.
Wow. So you're all CPAs? Great. Do y'all do taxes too? Because I could use some help. And then a lot of it's just like AAVE.
Right.
Where you're just like, yeah, we know like SMH or like I don't know. Like other things like that.
I hadn't seen it as I-O-N. I didn't know I-O-N was I-O-N.
They're like, you know, like, I don't care about that.
I thought it was ion, like twin ion engines from Star Wars.
Hey, there he is. There he is. Yeah. Nah, this means I don't. But that's what's funny when you see those like things broken down into like standard English. I don't.
And we've talked about the Riz, the meaning of someone with charisma.
Dude.
But unspoken Riz. Unspoken Riz refers to someone's ability to attract people without speaking to them.
I got which, that.
Yeah, we both have
we got that
to a crazy degree.
Mostly,
so it is helpful to see it acknowledged and so that people know why people are describing us that way.
Yeah, it's mostly because we draw them in out of concern. They're concerned for us at first.
Everything
that's what draws
right?
them in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's Riz. They're like, no, okay, so you're fine? I'm like, yeah, yeah. Did you know?
Yeah, you fell right into my trap.
My Riz trap.
Worried about my safety.
Call me Riz Khalifa.
There you go. All right, let's take one more break. We'll come back. We'll hit a couple last trends, and we'll be out of here.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
And we're back. And people are saying Trump might get indicted, might just get caught in a RICO.
Potentially, yeah. I did not think those words were going to be uttered, but it says there's things that the Georgia Trump probe signs might be pointing to racketeering charges.
Yeah. And they specifically think the Jack Smith investigation is, you know, coming to some sort of conclusion. Some sort of a charging decision may be imminent. So
yeah,
we don't know.
We'll
keep an eye on that one.
But. Yeah, I'll be like, wake me up when it happens.
Yeah,
like I want to see. I want to see. I want to see Trump who can't do his hair and has to go to court. Court appearance.
Is it ever gonna that is the dream?
That's the fucking heroin that I need to go straight into my veins. Would be like. Fucking prisoner Trump being like, "Woo, that'd be a messy comb over, man. You ain't got hair products. Oh boy, oh boy." The other thing is too, we mentioned it offhandedly on Friday, is now that there's like fucking tapes of him saying that he had stolen documents and like he knows that they're like he shouldn't have them and he knows he shouldn't be sharing them with people. I'm sure. I wonder if that accelerated things where his lawyers went to the DOJ today and were like, "Hey, so it's,
this is over.
What do you guys think?" What are you thinking right now?
So it'll be interesting to see how reality bends its way to letting him get away with absolutely no consequences.
Right. But, exactly.
You know,
we'll see.
We don't know.
We shall see.
There's also, speaking of Trump being able to get away with everything, Chris Licht, who is the chairman CEO of CNN Worldwide. He's the guy who came in and was like, CNN's too woke. We need take it back, make it more like Fox News. He organized the Trump town hall where it was just like Trump stand-up special.
Yeah.
Another good decision this guy made in the past past year was that he had given The Atlantic's Tim Alberta just unprecedented months-long access to him, just around the clock for everything. Like, talk to him, tell him the truth. We're good here. And he just dropped a profile that everyone's like, ooh, this might be it for this guy.
I love that fucking, the fucking hubris of these people. Oh, yeah, man, document everything. Document everything. It's pretty sick how I live my life. And like, what? It's just all a bunch of like, and everyone that works for him hates him.
Yes, exactly. So here are some of the revelations. Backstage in New Hampshire last month, he told, so this was before the Trump stand-up special, he told former President Trump, have fun, which Alberta is like, Trump obliged. He knew in advance the audience was what he called extra Trumpy. And everybody at CNN was like, are you fucking kidding me with this guy? Like, what is he doing? He's trying. But I mean, we learned that he was trying to make news. So he's trying to do something outrageous, which is your job as the head of a supposedly trusted news brand. People at CNN think he's projecting this persona of bulletproof badass because that's what Zaslav, our boy, for whom a Fleabag sex scene was too much, wants to see. But like, it's just, he's losing employees like constantly. Bad judgment on big moves. Seems like he's like, all his firings and big decisions have not gone well. But I like just like these little personal details. At a holiday dinner for his DC-based talent at Cafe Milano, Licht spent much of the dinner looking at his phone, including reading a critical story about him and Puck. So he's just like reading people criticizing him and just like being frowny face. And then he's obsessed with Jeff Zucker, who had his job before him. This paragraph is great. Licht, who went from 226 pounds to 178 via a celebrity trainer, told Alberta why he was skipping a meal. I'm a fucking machine.
Oh my God.
Working out at his Manhattan gym, Licht squatted down to grab a long metal pole lying flat on the ground.
Zucker couldn't do this shit, Lick said through clenched teeth, hoisting the pole with a grunt. And he's just lifting the pole, like, without the weights on it.
Oh, you just mean the fucking, like, the bar to, like, bench and shit?
I mean,
like,
that's what I'm assuming.
Like, the 45-pound bar that you put the, like, the fucking plates? Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, so, man.
That's, I mean, like, maybe he's a bit guy. Maybe these are just bits that he's doing, but I doubt it.
Is he continuing, like, the Tom Wamsgam story? Like,
yes.
That seems like such, like, the dumbest feat of strength, but then, like, evoking your, like, nemesis to be like, I bet he can't do this normal thing. And you're like, okay.
And then took a sip from his sports beverage.
No, did they say that?
No.
Oh, God.
Like, that's what he doesn't think.
Oh, I gotta, come on, Gatorade. Oh. I can just see him drinking Gatorade so desperately right after that, too. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now I feel like I gotta read this.
And then finally, let's talk. So NASA had a panel where they were basically just like, there's UFOs. There are strange metallic orbs all over the planet that we can't explain.
Right.
Basically the upshot. And so, I mean, we'll talk more about it. Our expert interview is with an academic, Avi Loeb, who is interested in the search for extraterrestrial life. So I mean, this feels like a big moment for acknowledging that there are these things that we can't explain. The panel was just basically, you know, they shared some pictures of like there was a military drone that captured a picture of a metallic orb, and they were like, this is not uncommon. We see these all over the time. This is a quote. We see these all over the world, and we see these making very interesting apparent maneuvers. And then they've noted 800 similar cases of metallic orbs, which is weird.
Right. I mean, it sounds like, because, like, right, this panel sort of put together, because NASA famously does not talk about anything to do with extraterrestrial intelligence or UFOs or UAPs or anything like that. Like, they're like, we're interested in things outside of, like, our immediate planet. And so this was kind of like a big moment, because wasn't this group basically impaneled to help, like, NASA determine how they want to assist with, like, this research, essentially, that,
yeah,
like, now they're being like, now we figured that this is probably worth studying, and we're going to come back with, like, how the best way to engage with this kind of research is going to be.
Yeah. And I think, like, it is important to do this, even if they're not extraterrestrials, just so that we can, like, kind of clear that, because there is a lot of interest in it. And, you know, they have looked at a bunch of these anomalous, you know, aerial phenomenon and been able to explain them away. So, like, they have better tools now to capture this stuff than they've ever had before, which I think is where a lot of this is coming from. And now we just have to, you know, clear out the ones that are like that. So this was actually very interesting to me. They talked about what one astronaut talked about. He was on a mission in an F-14 Tomcat supersonic jet. The flight officer in the back seat thought he saw a UFO. After flying past it, they looped around for another look, and it turns out it was Bart Simpson, a balloon. So, like, the air is just full of fucking balloons that you look fucking weird and, like, don't seem to be there. And he specifically said, this environment we operate in is so conducive to optical illusions. And then he showed other videos of unusual objects that had ordinary explanations, three different airplanes mistaken for one glowing troika, or once again, more weather balloons. So, I think they're trying to be very balanced and just be like, look, we want to figure out what these orbs are that, like, we can't explain. Like, that is a, like, being like, there are orbs hovering over the Earth, and they are maneuvering in ways that we can't explain, is feels like a pretty big statement. Right. But I think they also wanted to put it in the context, like, maybe it's an optical illusion. We don't know. We will be talking a little bit more about that sort of thing on tomorrow's full ep, which is going to be expert interview. And we are going to be
hearing from a listener, a couple listeners about their jobs. And yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Thanks for listening to this one.
Yeah.
This first episode of the new format. We're going to try a couple different things out.
Could be anything, folks. Got to buckle
anything.
Up.
Nobody you never knows.
Know. We might be selling Trump bucks pretty soon, but
yeah.
In the meantime, yeah, it's thank you for coming on this journey as we break the form for the first time in almost 6 years or 5 years or
yeah,
whatever. However Six many years, loops around
thousands
the sun we've
of
done.
Episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Back tomorrow with the last episode.
Yeah.
Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.